There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, and this is the Berman Project. Welcome. Come on inside, get warmed up. It's actually get cooled off. It's a hell of a day out there today. We have heat warnings in the city that I'm in, Toronto. Lots of worry about the people on the streets this weekend, in particular with this warning going on. No matter where you are, hope you're safe and hope you're curious, because I've got a new therapist, and one of the things that she's telling me to do is to be more curious. And that means asking questions of the voices in my head. Why are you here right now? Why did you choose right now to decide to absolutely destroy me with negative self-talk? I don't understand. So we're here weekly going through the catalog of David Berman. He is the titular Berman in the Berman Project. David Craig Berman, or David Cloud Berman, as you might refer to him. We're going to go through his works if I can find some of the really early stuff with Ectoslavia, I'll gladly play that. But we're going to start with his actual catalog, which is Silver Jews, starting with Dime Map of the Reef, and wrapping up with Purple Mountains, going through Purple Mountains. We're also going to enjoy some of his work from his collection of poetry, Actual Air. And we're going to learn some shit along the way about both Berman and me, hopefully, because I'm fucking broken. Canada!
Yeah.
Man, I am going to personally make my way to Ottawa and lobby Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, into making that the new fucking Canadian national anthem. Who's with me? That's Canada by the Silver Jews, coming off their first EP, Dime Map of the Reef. It was released in 92, but prior to the release of this collection of songs, the band was making music. They had been making music since 1989. They were concurrent or a little ahead of where Pavement comes into the picture. So that should dispel any myths of Silver Jews being a Pavement side project. Not the case at all. SM and Bob and David were living in New Jersey at the time that they formed this band that came from the remnants of another band called Ectoslavia, which I want to say was 89 as well. I'll tell you, if you want to read a fascinating Wikipedia entry, read David Berman's entry. It's great. I'm going to be, hopefully looking at bits and pieces as we go through this. But in the interim, we're just here to explore. We're really here to listen to some great music. And what we just heard is boisterous and incredibly lo-fi, but it's got a charm to it, and it's got a melodic hook that fucking stays with you for days. So, despite its shortcomings, it's a good song. And there's it's a fun song. It's, it's very different from where we're going to end up by the end of Purple Mountains, for sure. But it's the beginning of something, and that's really neat. Like I was talking about earlier as well, the beginning of something. I've started seeing a new therapist, and like I mentioned, she's asking me to be more curious and less mercurial. but she said to be more curious, and we do this fucking, these crazy activities where it's almost like she's like conducting a seance with my inner voices. And she's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just messed up, but so am I. And, I want it fixed. So I'm doing a lot of things. I've cut back on alcohol. If you follow the other podcast, you'll know that I'm a fan of the IPA, despite my lack of beard and, cool dad clothes. I like an IPA. I can tell you that I, eat a lot and smoke a lot of weed. And while that was probably a good thing, years ago, it's less helpful right now when I'm trying to, get better, but man, it's really tough to go out and coming out of the pandemic, I'm even more fucked. I was social anxious before, and now, I'm incredibly social anxious, and I can relate to the experiences of David Berman. I can relate to the idea that this is a young man who was diagnosed depressed, I want to say at 15. So, I can go back to 18 for me, but I know there was shit going on before that. I can tell you that, the extreme feelings of self-loathing and unworthiness, I experienced those, and our friend David experienced those in ways that he conveys through his music and his writing at times, and it's wonderful, and it's startling, and it's scary as all hell. He lived a life that was a lot harder than a lot of people have had to live. Although, you know, he did have some privilege in having a father who was a lobbyist, a lawyer, and then became a lobbyist, a famous lobbyist at that. I believe his father is still alive and lobbying for such terrible things as firearms and tobacco. And, you know, so this proved to be a real thorn in the side of Berman in his later years. Although his father, you know, is credited with having paid for his rehab in 2003, I believe, 2004, he was estranged from his father, you know, right after that. And I don't know, the blanks have not been filled in. This was a guy that was incredibly successful at, you know, the stuff that he put out in the world. You know, he put out music that was widely acclaimed. He put out a book of poetry that sold over 20,000 copies. That's, you know, staggering for a book of poetry. He once almost had an HBO show made about his relationship with his father, he canceled the production on that. Like crazy stuff like that. And I'm using crazy with a capital C. I want to take back that word. That word, you know, belongs to me. And I'm okay with being called, you know, crazy. I'm mentally ill. I'm mentally unwell, but I'm on a path right now, I hope, for mental wellness. I was mentioning the smoke and the drink. I'm also doing a running program right now. You guys are the first people I'm telling about this. This is fucking bananas that I'm saying this out loud, because I don't do incremental learning very well. And this is all about incremental learning and taking small victories, which I'm not good at. And it's scary. But enough is enough. I want to be here. I want to follow the advice that I gave myself years ago when I put a continue tattoo on my wrist. I want to get old. But you know, that reminds me of how quick that is all happening. So there's, you know, there's that side too. I was talking to a friend today because I listened to Dark Side of the Moon for the first time in a long time. And he wrote back to me and he said, every time I hear time, I'm crushed. I'm gut punched by the lyrics. So I looked up the lyrics, and these are the lyrics he was talking about. Tired of living in the sunshine, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long, and there's time to kill today. And then one day you'll find 10 years have gone behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. And you run and you run to catch up with the sun, but it's sinking. Racing around to come up behind you again. The sun is the same in a relative way, but you're older, shorter of breath, and one day closer to death. It's really hard to say that without using the melodic structure, like the pentameter that it's written in, or sung in, rather. So I was trying to read it like it's written line by line, but I was getting caught up. Yeah, fucking crazy. That's you know, so I feel like I'm setting this long range goal, like to have things in a better place by the time I'm 50. But then that means I've missed 10 years of work, you know, and how do I go back to that? That's crazy. This is nuts. I'm talking too much Not enough David Berman here. Let's listen to a poem by Mr. Berman. This is called Snow. Walking through a field with my little brother Seth, I pointed to a place where kids had made angels in the snow. For some reason, I told him that a troop of angels had been shot and dissolved where they hit the ground. He asked who had shot them, and I said a farmer. Then we were on the roof of the lake. The ice looked like a photograph of water. Why, he asked. Why did he shoot them? I didn't know where I was going with this. They were on his property, I said. When it's snowing, the outdoors seems like a room. Today, I traded hellos with my neighbor. Our voices hung close in the new acoustics. A room with the walls blasted to shreds and falling. We returned to our shoveling, working side by side in silence. But why were they on his property, he asked. Fuck, what do you think of that? There's some cool stuff going on in there, right? You've got this protagonist that might be David, although in anything I've read, I haven't come across anything about a younger brother. So let's just attribute this to a protagonist, you know, who has a younger brother named Seth. And, you know, they're walking. I can almost hear the snow crunching in their boots. But we get another really great image right off the bat with the roof of the lake. The ice looked like a photograph of water. Oh, that is good shit. Put that in my veins. That is nice. And then, you know, all the way through, you've got the story of the little boy and the older brother talking about the snow angels being shot down by a farmer. And who is that? And the brother wondering, and rightly so, wondering why the hell these angels were, you know, put down. But then, you know, it's intermingled with the idea of trading hellos with my neighbor. Our voices hung close to the new acoustics. Ooh, that is good. Yeah. Trying to dig to the center of that, I think, is above my pay grade. I am still fucking radically uncool and radically underqualified to be doing this, the Berman Project, but here I am. So I hope you'll stick with me as we go through the catalog and enjoy some insight and enjoy some really great art. Until then, keep them clean. You know what I'm saying. Wash those hands. Talk to you next time.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. At Berman Project.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.